The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Are you feeling new this morning? Don't you love? Wally's like, nope, not at all. Well, if you don't, that's good news, because at the end of service, that's when we want to feel new. Not at the start, at the end. We want to feel new, and that's what God does to us each time we come to hear His Word, to remember that we've been baptized, to receive His good gifts for us. We are made new. We feel new. So we hope that that is the case today at Peace. I am going to keep my announcements short. This is a record. Just a couple things that I'll share with you that are going to be in the worship today. The first is that today is Mite Box Sunday. After we gather our offerings, I will come forward and put the mite box out. That's your cue to come forward and give your mites, whatever you've collected. That's one thing in the service. And then the other thing in our service, we've done this here at Peace for, I think, 3 or 4 years. At the beginning of the year, on the non-communion Sundays, we invite one of our ministry partners to come and share about what they're doing, and then also share how we can deepen our relationship with them. And so today we're going to hear from our ministry partner, Compassion Ministries. Mike and Judy Rinkin are here. Mike and Judy, welcome. Go ahead and wave your hand. They're right here. Yep. So good to have them. Mike is going to be leading a seminar here at Peace next in a couple of weeks on Saturday, January 26th, on mental health. He'll share a little bit more about that at the conclusion of our service. It's just such a blessing to have that connection with our partners, have them come and take the time to be here with us and meet them in the flesh. So great to have Mike and Judy with us. All right, I'm going to pass along to these people that are lining up here. First of all, our president, Todd Muley.
I'll be quick. Right. Remind everybody, council meeting is this Tuesday. It feels early, but it is this Tuesday. And then next Sunday is the entire congregational annual meeting in the fellowship hall. There will be plenty of time between the meeting and the women's basketball game, so you don't have to choose. You can come to both. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Todd.
All right. I'm one of four youth going to Minneapolis, Minnesota this summer for the National Youth Gathering. And as a fundraiser, we will be selling pies. They're $25 each, and they're made by Mervyn Munster. They're very delicious, very good. And there's four different pies. There are apple, cherry, peach, and berry. They're very good. And you can get it sugar-free. So the order forms are in your bulletin. They're the bright orange ones. And if when you're done filling them out, you can give them to myself or my mom and dad.
All right, hang on there, Nicholas. Okay. All right, here are the order forms. All right, pastor's going to step in here with a challenge to the congregation. Youth are going to Minnesota in July. Next Sunday, if we have 25 orders turned in, 25 pies, I will allow one of our youth to pie me in the face. Okay? It's better than that. So fill out the form, $25. These pies are amazing. Merv is right over here with his wife, Patricia. Now I'm going to sweeten it. If we get 30... Oh, that's hard. If we get 35 pie orders, you can pie our president, Todd Muley, in the face. All right?
I don't know how to top that. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock is Pieces by Peace. And that's where we meet and make things for the bazaar. And so bring your sewing machine and scrap some material to that, and we'll have a project for you there. The next thing I want to talk to you about is Mite Box. And I know that it's always nice to connect what you're giving your money for. And this month is to give to a $25,000 grant to nursing students in the Concordia system. They're seeking to expand their educational exposure. The nursing students in the Concordia University system would be afforded then the opportunity to participate in a short-term mission trip to Madagascar with a Mercy medical team. This service provides opportunity for the students to work with medical professionals in providing medical and spiritual care to the underserved, and it would be an invaluable experience for them. So that's where your mites will be going this month, into that general collection for Lutheran Women's Missionary League.
Awesome. Thanks, Peggy. Good news. Karen.
My announcement this morning is more a plea for help. I have a neighbor that has a pregnant female rabbit and 6 7-week-old bunnies. She's no longer able to care for them, and we're trying to find someone that might be willing to take the rabbits off of her hands. She really needs some help there. You can come and see me, and I'll connect you.
Awesome. Thanks.
No, you don't have to take them all. If you want just one bunny, or if you want one rabbit, I mean, it's not
take
a dollar.
Thanks, Karen.
Bill? For those that signed up for going to the Oregon State women's basketball game next Sunday, I have the tickets. Starting today is the collecting funds at a later date. I'll be in the fellowship room, and I do have a couple extra tickets if people are interested. Anyways, 2:00 next Sunday. So,
and a follow-up to Bill's announcement here, just to let everyone know, we have a lot of OSU Lady Bee fans. Peace is going to be televising. We've got the ability to do this. We're going to be televising the Lady Beaver games in our fellowship hall, the away games only, because there are a lot of people that love them but can't always watch their away games. So just know, check out the schedule, and we'll be televising that. Actually, there's one today, but you can only watch the second half only. So, yep.
And not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, the 27th, during fellowship, we're having a baby shower for Jeremy and Alicia. And so a cake will be provided, drinks will be provided, but it's going to be more of a potluck. It's on the 27th during fellowship, and they are registered at the Kid Shop downtown in Corvallis and at Target.
Cool. It's happening, folks. It's coming.